The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy whatever day this is. Thursday? Oh, it's Thursday. I don't know. Grace Baker's out today. So she's taken a long vacation. So when you call into the program, by the way, we're very honored to have with us our good friend, Alan Pellow, who handles a lot of the shows here at our flagship radio station, KWAM, and was also part of our great team that went down to CPAC last weekend and did a terrific job down there. Folks, we've got a lot going on today, and we're going to get to all of the big stories of the day. Andy Biggs is going to be here, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And also, we're going to talk to a guy. Now, I didn't realize that Biden had already sent out his China virus goon squads into neighborhoods across the Fruited Plain. But apparently, this is now happening in real time. And we're going to talk to somebody who has actually encountered one of these people knocking on the door. And remember, just what is it, a week ago, I warned you that not only were they going to be knocking on the door, but they were also going to be armed with a syringe, a needle. And they would tell you, have you got the China virus vaccine? When you answer no, they tell you to drop your drawers, bend over, and they're going to poke you in the behind. That is apparently happening in the state of North Carolina right now. And so we're going to be talking to somebody who has actually encountered these folks. And we're going to get the lowdown. And I'm very curious to know if this is happening in your neighborhoods as well. And if, in fact, one of the squads, the China virus squads, has showed up in your neighborhood. But there's another big story happening, and there is a component of this that's happening right here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this radio show from. Many of you know about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, one of the finest, if not the finest, children's research hospital in America. And yesterday, it's our understanding that employees of St. Jude received a message, an email, a letter from the president and CEO of St. Jude Hospital. And St. Jude Hospital is now telling every staffer, it doesn't matter if you're a janitor, it doesn't matter if you're a surgeon, every hospital worker, employee, must be vaccinated. And if you do not get the vaccine, if you do not get vaccinated, you will be fired. Now, according to the memorandum that we have received a copy of, first reported, by the way, and it's always important on this program to recognize the journalists who are getting this information out there, television station WMC in Memphis. The memorandum says that if you're going to be given an opportunity by September 9th, you must be vaccinated against the China virus. If you've got a medical reason or a religious exemption, you're okay. But everybody else, you've got to get the vaccine. You got to drop your pants and take a poke in the behind. Now, if you do not have a vaccine by that time, you will be placed on unpaid leave for 2 weeks. By September 10th, employees who have refused vaccination or do not have an approved medical or religious exemption will be put on an unpaid administrative leave for 2 weeks. During this time, they have the opportunity to begin the vaccination process. And here's the money bite here, folks. Those who fail to start the vaccination process will be terminated at the end of the two-week period. In other words, if you don't get the vaccine, you will be fired. Now, I'm curious about this because we got word that another hospital in Minnesota put out a very similar memorandum telling their medical workers, telling the entire staff of the hospital, if you don't get the vaccine, you're out of a job. But why now? Why now? Up until now, you have not had to have the vaccine to work at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So why now, after over, what, a year and a half, and now all of a sudden, St. Jude says, you've got to have the vaccine. Why do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to tell you why that is. It's because, by and large, most Americans don't want to drop their pants and get poked in the behind. They don't want that. They see the news reports, the ones that have actually been able to filter through the censors, because we all know that social media has been blocking stories, horrible stories, about this vaccine and the side effects of the vaccine, up to and including death. And nobody wants to die. I mean, right? I mean, come on, America. So anyway, St. Jude Hospital says, that's it. You got to either get the vaccine or you're out of here. Now, MSNBC, they have been all over this story. And MSNBC says they want to take it a step further. MSNBC says that the vaccine should be mandatory if you want to live in the United States of America. Now, I don't know what that means for all of us. Now, personally, and you know, and we have had this conversation on the radio, I, Todd Starnes, your host, and I'm an open book. I came out of the closet a few days ago and announced to America that I self-identified as a vaccinated American. It is my right under the Constitution. And I suspect many of you have done the same thing. I do not show my government papers. They just have to take me at my word. I am proud to self-identify as a vaccinated American. Don't wear the face burqa. As a matter of fact, here on the Todd Starnes radio program, we require all of our staff to sign a document stating they support facial nudity. We support facial nudity on the Todd Starnes radio. And why would we not? Because we have the most beautiful audience, the most beautiful staff in all of talk radio. We want to see the faces of America. But MSDNC now says that the airlines owe the government. They say the government's bailed out the airline industry during the China virus shutdowns, and now it's payback time, and here's the payback. MSDNC says what the airlines ought to do is force every passenger getting on board a jetliner to show their papers, to prove that they have had the China virus vaccine. Now, just a few months ago, the mainstream media was out there, and they were attacking folks like you and me. We've been warning you that this was coming. We were warning you that we were moving into a point of American history when Americans would be forced to carry papers, that Americans, just like the Germans in the 1930s, would be forced to carry papers to get from one part of town to the other. You want to go into a supermarket to buy groceries, you got to show a card. Todd, there you go again. There's a big difference, Todd, between working at a children's research hospital and showing proof that you've had the vaccine and going to the grocery store. Come on, Todd. Nobody is forcing you to show your papers at the Walmart. Oh, really? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would direct you to Breitbart News, where a CNBC host, also connected to MSDNC, announced to the world yesterday that Americans should even be required to show their papers to walk into a Walmart. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not speak out the wazoo on this radio program. We bring to you every single day on this program an informed opinion. Now, you may think this informed opinion might be out there, and it certainly seems like it is, but this is the world we live in. We live in an out-there world, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, right here, right now, we are moving very close to a point in American history where we will have to carry papers to prove that we have been vaccinated. Now, my question to you is this, as we go to break here. What would you do if you worked at St. Jude Hospital? Would you get the vaccine to save your job? What would you do if Walmart decides one day, you know what, you've got to have papers to come into our store? What would you do? What do you do if the government demands that you have the vaccine, or else you cannot be a productive member of society? You will not be able to get a job. You will not be able to get health care benefits. You will not be able to get anything from your federal government. What will you do? This is no longer some sort of a hypothetical question, ladies and gentlemen, because right now, many people listening to KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, are having to make that decision. As I was driving into the office this morning to the news bunker, I was listening to the morning show, our good friend Tim Van Horn, and the lines were filled. I was told the lines were filled with St. Jude employees calling to talk about how horrified they were at the prospect of being forced to get a vaccine, being forced to get a shot, or else they can't have a job. This is the reality here in Memphis, and I suspect it's going to be the reality in many other parts of the nation. So my question as we go to break, what would you do? What would you do? And if you are a St. Jude worker, look, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what's going on inside that hospital. There are a lot of people that give a lot of money, and they do. Do not get me wrong here, folks. That hospital does incredible good. But at what cost now? At what cost now? So if you are a St. Jude employee, and if you want to pop on the air, we will put you on the air. We're not going to share your name. We understand it's a small community. Everybody knows everybody around this place. But we need to start having a conversation about this, America, because many of our fellow countrymen are having to make some very difficult decisions today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. You can actually read the letter that was sent out to the St. Jude employees on our website, toddstarns.com. Again, the number 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Percent of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas. It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak or chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled across America. They've met with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure the product they're sending to your table is the very best. Steaks are always USDA Choice and Prime, and their chicken is 100% natural. No antibiotics or hormones. It's better than organic. Plus, all the products are individually wrapped, eliminating waste. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. And if you do, you get 20% off with each purchase. So stop playing the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from and support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd or use the promo code Todd to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd or promo code Todd. Folks, I've got to tell you, now more than ever, it's important that we as conservatives, we as Christians, support companies and organizations that share our values. And I'm very excited to tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And folks, the best part of all, you know, right now, let's say you have AT&T or Verizon. You know, they're taking some of your money that you pay them, and they are supporting leftist causes. Many of them are supporting causes that are contrary to your religious beliefs. But Patriot Mobile, they donate a portion of every dollar that you pay to organizations that fight for causes you care about, including things like providing Bibles across parts of Eastern Europe. It's incredible. Right now, folks, Patriot Mobile, if you switch right now, you're going to get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment. Either way, you get free premier activation. Switching is easy. I've already done it. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team. Yes, I said it. U.S.-based. Here in America. You're talking to somebody on American soil. And you can give them a call right now, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile phone lines. Don in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Don, your thoughts on what St. Jude Hospital did?
Hey, Todd, it's Uncle Don from West Memphis, but that's okay.
Uncle Don. Good.
Good. Yeah, buddy.
How's Aunt Sarah doing, Uncle Don?
Sarah's great. I just left her a few minutes ago. I had to come over to Memphis to pick up a couple of things, but I had to face that bridge. But, brother, I'm honked off about this business about you have to take that shot or else you can't work here or else you can't come in here or else you can't live here. I thought there was something in the HIPAA Act that prevented the government from prying into your private life.
Well, there is, but for whatever reason, the government now says that businesses do have the ability and do have the right to force you to have a vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, they've got a right to fire you.
So this is like a lot of things in the Constitution. Now that the Democrats are in charge, their lapdogs are throwing everything out the window, right and left. It doesn't matter what the papers is. It's what we say, and we say we want to make sure you've been stuck before you come in here. That's ridiculous. That's so contrary to everything that we're built upon.
This is it's a very slippery slope, Uncle Don, and I'm very troubled by this, and I'm quite frankly surprised. And the reason I'm concerned is that St. Jude does incredible work. But I got to tell you, I'm not going to be surprised to see people say, "Wait a second, we're not going to support an organization that treats its workers like that."
I just don't understand how this really works for the good. If I want to take the shot and be protected, that's fine. But if you take the shot, you're protected. Why do you have to force it down on me?
Look, it's a great question, Uncle Don. And look, I mean, you have Senator Josh Hawley out there, a senator from Missouri, is outraged because now we're getting word that Joe Biden is going to be surveilling our text messages. Josh Hawley says it's like something out of Beijing. But according to FoxNews.com, the Biden administration is going to be surveilling our text messages to dispel vaccine information. And here's how that's going to work, Uncle Don. Anytime you post a story on Facebook or social media about the China virus, they will pop up. A message will pop up telling you where to go for true information about the vaccine. So it's pretty despicable. Unbelievable. All right. All right, Uncle Don, be safe out there.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, real quick. Yes, sir.
Real quick. Every time, occasionally, you don't make a bravado out of this, but occasionally you'll say the words, as a radio station owner. And, brother, that hits right to my heart because I know how incredibly proud your mom and dad are every time you say those words. It just really warms me. I'm so happy for you, buddy.
Well, thanks, Uncle Don. And you be safe out there. Give Aunt Sarah my best. I got to get over there for some good home cooking one of these days.
Hey, bro, you're welcome anytime.
All right, got to do it. All right, Uncle Don. That, and you know, Alan, that really is my Uncle Don from West Memphis, Arkansas. So right across the river.
Good, yeah, folks. I believe it. Nice guy.
Yeah, drives by the tower site every single day.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful out there.
All right, folks, we are going to get to your calls. We've got to take a quick break, and I don't want to cut anybody short here. So Tim in Georgia, Scott in Maine, Alan in Chattanooga, hang tight. But what advice would you give, ladies and gentlemen, for folks that are now facing this decision at St. Jude Hospital? What advice would you give these people? Do you get the vaccine? Do you find another job? What options do you have? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog up and running over at toddstarnes.com. And don't forget, check out our good friends, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. They're going to hook you up with some great deals on your wireless phone. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, and that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, America, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us today. And I know a lot of you are trying to figure all of this out. A lot going on. You've got the school boards out there mandating you got to wear a face burka. Your kid, if they're playing on the tennis team or the football team, they've got to wear a face mask while they're playing. It makes no sense at all. And people are really frustrated over this. And as a matter of fact, Margaret called in. She didn't want to come on the air. But she said, you know what, Todd, I'm a longtime donor to St. Jude Hospital, and I'm not gonna donate any more money to them, and I'm going to send them a letter explaining why. And you know what, Margaret, that's a terrific idea. You need to be supporting causes that are living up to the tenets of the U.S. Constitution. And clearly St. Jude Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, is not doing that. All right, let's go to Cleveland, Georgia. Beautiful town. Tim listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Tim. What's going on?
Well, welcome to Cleveland. You're coming to Twit McConnell in a few weeks, I think.
We're very excited. Tim, we are. Every year I host a big faith and freedom celebration, and my special guest this year is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and we're going to have a wonderful time there in your beautiful town.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I just Googled the federal government spent so far on COVID. To date, it said they spent $2.59 trillion. We just had a census. We have 330 million people in this country. For every man, woman, and child, that's over $7,500 per person. Where's this money going?
Oh, that's a terrific question there, Tim. You better believe it. They're going to leftist causes. And just think about this, though. The reason they're doing this, Tim, I'm telling you, most people are not getting the vaccine. And the government knows this. And that's why they are now mandating that we get the vaccine. So this was never voluntary. We knew exactly where this was going. But you raised a terrific question. Where is the money going?
Yep, that was my point. You know, it's got to go somewhere, and a great bit of it, besides going in people's pockets, is bailing out irresponsible cities, governors, and states that have gone under and just bailing them out, among other things.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to WDUN. By the way, folks, July 29th, we are going to be in Gainesville, Georgia at Smokehouse Barbecue. We're going to be doing a great book signing there, and just reach out to WDUN for all the details. We're very excited about that. The following day, we're going to be in Hendersonville doing a book signing, Hendersonville, North Carolina, and we'll tell you guys more about that a little bit later on. I want to go to Doyle, who's listening to us on WDUN in Gainesville. And Doyle, I understand you disagree, and we got a policy here, Doyle. If you disagree with me, you go right to the top of the list. So you're on deck.
That's good.
What's going on,
well,
Doyle?
Good. Well, what I shared with your screen, I disagree with the fact that you're kind of firing people up this morning to stop giving to St. Jude and doing that. But my point, Todd, is those children are more important than whether somebody gets a shot or not. Wouldn't it be horrible if somebody didn't get a shot, got the COVID, went in there and started taking care of those kids and gave a bunch of them the COVID-19 disease and they died? I'm just think we need to protect the children more than we need to protect the right to have a shot or not.
Doyle,
you see what I'm saying?
Doyle, I completely agree with what you just said. And so here's my point. If, in fact, that is true, and you're right, it would be horrible if someone who had the China virus infected a child. Well, why did they wait until now to do this? They've had a year and a half. St. Jude Hospital has had a year and a half to implement this policy. Why are they doing it now? They're doing it now because most people do not want to get the vaccine because they're afraid of getting the vaccine and having some sort of an illness, getting some sort of a weird side effect, or quite frankly, just keeling over. So I see what you're saying here, Doyle, but the reality is I'm not turning anybody against St. Jude. As a matter of fact, I'm not saying, yeah, you need to stop giving money, but we need to have a conversation about how to deal with something like about this.
Yeah, but they're doing it, Todd. I heard a lady just a while ago said she's not going to send any more money up there. So let me just say this to your listeners, if you'll just give me a voice for a minute. Call the hospital, write them, email them. Do whatever you want to and voice your disapproval, but keep writing the checks. Those children need it.
Doyle, I do not disagree with that statement. And it's sad that, you know, the hospital is doing this. And I'm just, they're playing politics here. And that's what I've got a big problem with. Doyle, thank you for the call. You're a good man, and thank you for listening to WDUN. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, over in the eastern part of the state. The Scenic Valley is what they call it. Alan, listening to us on Nuga Radio 92.7 FM. All right, Alan, I understand you've got some advice on this mandatory vaccine policy.
Absolutely. It's going to fix everything, Todd.
I am all ears.
Before I was of age to enjoy a frosty barley pop, we had a market for a certain type of false identification, if you will.
I don't know what you're talking about, Alan. Now, I've never heard of such a thing.
Exactly. Right. So if you were to look on the internet, you can easily find what these little vaccine papers look like, very small. And you probably could go into a Microsoft program and whip one up pretty quickly. And you might could even make yourself some money on the side, seeing as how this is a good capitalist society, and we love that type of thing. And then it's problem solved. And if you think it's going to run afoul of your Christian biblical principles, fear not. I am a Christian. The Bible does tell us those who hate the truth do not deserve it. The Bible's full of examples of God-fearing Christian people carrying out God's will by deceiving people, tricking people, all forms of lying in various ways. All the Bible tells us is do not bear false witness. Do not say you saw your neighbor do this when you really did not. You know what I mean?
Well,
the Ten Commandment does not say don't lie. It says do not bear false witness.
Well, Alan, now I will say this, that I have no problem embracing the culture's ideology on this. And if, you know, if everybody has their own truth, then I accept for my truth that I have the vaccine. So I and who is anybody to question my truth? That's right. That's what we've been told. Everybody has their truth, and you have to respect that person's truth.
That's right. But we know God's laws are not man's laws. And if they're going to ask or require papers for the good people of America to keep working so we can keep paying for these lazy sacks to sit at home, then we're going to come up with our own daggum papers, and we're going to wave them right in their face.
There you go. All right, Alan, good thoughts there. Alan from Chattanooga, maybe we forge papers. Did you ever think we would live in America where we have to do that? I mean, come on. Wow. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Carrie on the line. All right, Carrie, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Well, I don't work at St. Jude, but I do work somewhere that might very well be the next place to do this, which is Fred Smith Company.
Oh, so. FedEx. Yeah, well, of course, FedEx, that this is the corporate headquarters here in Memphis. You think FedEx may be coming down the pike with something?
Especially after what I just heard about somebody saying that the airlines owe the government on this
that. Yeah, look, that came out of, Carrie, that came out of MSDNC, Stephanie Rule's program, and her philosophy is the government's bailed out the airlines, and what they ought to do, since nobody's getting the vaccine, that's the problem, is for the government. And so they want to make the airlines force people to get vaccinated before they can get on board a jetliner.
Well, if we had a governor that was worth a hoot, he'd already nip this problem in the butt. There'd already be legislation for the state of Tennessee that makes this illegal. But unfortunately, we got a rhino who very much needs to be primaried out.
So you're talking about Bill Lee, the Republican governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee.
Yes, and I can guarantee you, at least for a primary, I will not vote for him. If he's the only name on the ballot in the primary, I will leave it blank.
All right, Carrie, look, good thoughts. And look, folks, Carrie has a point. Thanks for the call, Carrie. Carrie has a really good point here, folks, is that we have to rely on our state and local leaders to protect us from the federal government here. I mean, that's where they are going to have to intervene. They're going to have to step in and put a stop to these forced vaccination attempts. And quite frankly, they are going to have to stop Joe Biden from sending people into your communities to knock on your door to determine whether or not you've had the China virus. Let's go to Conway, Arkansas. Joe on the line. All right, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just letting you know, I agree with the whole not having to get vaccinated deal. But you had a gentleman on there a minute ago that was talking about us making up our own COVID vaccination cards. There is a doctor in California that was arrested yesterday by the FBI, and DOJ is prosecuting her for distributing false COVID cards. So people need to be careful.
And again, why is the FBI investigating any of this? We all have our own truth. Everybody has their own truth, Joe.
I self-identify as being vaccinated also. I'm just saying the FBI and the DOJ under the Biden administration don't see it that way. The FBI announced in May that they were going to be investigating, and it's actually on a conservative news site that you used to work at. They had the story that that the doctor in California is being prosecuted by DOJ for it.
Well, yes, she is. This happened in Napa, California, by the way. I had to pop this up. And it turns out she did two things. One, I don't think is a crime, which is provide the vaccination card. I don't think that's a crime.
Right.
But the other is that she sold fake COVID vaccines. That is a problem. I don't think you can get up there and do that.
Right. And I agree. I'm not saying she was in the right. I am just saying that the FBI and the administration is watching for these fake cards. So if we're going to do it, we need to be discreet.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't need a card. I just self-identify. And if they want to see my papers, I'll tell them, you know what? The only paper you need to see is the United States Constitution. That's it.
I agree with you 100%, Todd.
All right, Joe. God bless you, brother. And be safe out there in Conway. Look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to bring Mike and Kenny on. Mike from Nuga Radio, Kenny and Little Rock. They're both on different sides of this. Going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And we are your voice across America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go right to the phone lines. We've got Kenny from Little Rock, Arkansas, and Mike from Nuga Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, Kenny, you are a retired nurse, and you say St. Jude is doing the right thing here. So we're going to start with you, and Mike, I'm going to let you respond. Kenny, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're doing the right thing, but back in... retired after about 40 years as an RN. And back in November 1994, I contracted leukemia and had chemotherapy off and on until January of 96. And part of that obviously means your white count is going to be down to almost nothing for various times of the chemotherapy. And I think, of course, St. Jude's is a children's hospital. Deals with leukemia, deals with other cancers, and I would imagine that a number of the children, if not the majority, would have white counts that are down very, very low, leaving them very, very susceptible to infection. And so I think that's something maybe for the staff to consider. I know when I worked as a supervisor,
Well, hold on, Kenny. Let's let Mike jump in here and respond to that. Mike?
Yeah. So, Kenny, you want to give an experimental chemical. You want to inject that into little kids that have very low chance of contracting COVID-19, about a 99.9% chance of not contracting it. Under the FDA, this is not approved. You think it's okay to inject this experimental, it's not even a vaccine. I would call it snake oil, into a child. How is that not child abuse? As a healthcare worker,
no,
you follow the science.
Did
you pass tests?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the children should be vaccinated. I'm saying the adults who work there should consider.
It's not a vaccine. Were you a nurse? Is it a vaccine?
Well, whatever you
yes
want
or
to
no.
call it.
Is it a, no, no, no. The that's vaccine. Not whatever you want to call it. Words mean something. Is it a vaccine?
Well, according
you know
to
it's not a vaccine because you're a nurse. No, according to who?
Do you want to listen because you've got the premise wrong?
No, I don't want to listen if you're not going to answer my question. Is it a vaccine?
I am not saying the children should be given it. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm saying the adults who work there.
Well, speaking as an adult here, Kenny, let me just jump in. Speaking as an adult, I don't think I want an experimental drug, you know, shoved into my veins either as a grown-up.
Oh, you know, you have the choice to do that. I'm not saying everybody should be mandated.
No, sir, Kenny, you don't have the choice. That's the problem. You don't have the choice. They take that choice away from you when they say you can't go grocery shopping. What are you going to do, starve to death?
Exactly. now what they're doing with these poor little kids, they want to put masks back on these little kids. It's child abuse.
I'm not talking about Walmart. I'm talking about a specific hospital.
Okay, and we're talking about a specific hospital, Kenny, that's telling their workers, you cannot have a job here. You will lose your job. You will have no income. You won't be able to pay your rent. You won't be able to feed your kids unless you get this vaccine. So, quite frankly, they are forcing people, Kenny, to do this, and that is my problem here. And Mike, to your point, as far as I know, have we had any children under the age of 12 die from the China virus?
There was one listed in Hamilton County, a market of 336,000 people, 375, I'm sorry. But we don't know that if the child or not had pre-existing conditions. But children virtually have no chance of dying. They have a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Well, St. Jude.
It's pure child abuse. It's pure.
Go ahead, Kenny.
It's pure child abuse.
No, sorry, Mike, I don't mean to interrupt you. If the children have leukemia and are being treated for it, their white counts are down in the basement. They're very, very susceptible to catching an infection, whatever the infection is.
Okay, where's the evidence, Kenny? Kenny. Where is the evidence? Show me the documentation. Show me the data from St. Jude that backs up what you're saying. Where's the science?
And guys, to that point, and we're going to have to wrap this up because we're coming up on the break here. But guys, Kenny, Mike, if in fact that was true, Kenny, then they would have had everybody vaccinated from day one of the China virus, not a year and a half later. So there's something else going on here. And I think this is coming from the Biden administration, forcing all of us to get our shots, to get our papers, and if you do not, you become a second-class citizen. Folks, great hour of the show, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up next.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. A lot going on all over America. And also not too far from our shores, where Black Lives Matter has now chosen sides in the battle between the communist regime of Cuba and the United States of America. And they picked the wrong side. BLM says that America is to blame for the unrest in Cuba, as John F. Kennedy used to call it. He says that the Americans have been trying to crush the communist revolution for decades. Well, this is true. We have. I mean, these people are living in poverty, extreme poverty. They are being beaten, imprisoned. It's just tortured. It's just unbelievable what's happening to the people down there. By the way, you ever want to know what's going on in Cuba? You just ask somebody who's from Cuba. They'll tell you what's really going on down there. Black Lives Matter also praised Cuba for protecting Asanta Shakur, a convicted cop killer, broke out of jail in America, fled to Cuba, been there since 1979. Not a single Democrat on Capitol Hill has condemned Black Lives Matter. Not a one. And they're not going to. And it's not because they're afraid of the backlash. That's not it. It's because they agree with Black Lives Matter. They share this affinity for the communists who run Cuba. They actually think, ladies and gentlemen, that America should be more like Cuba. And that's why the Biden administration, by the way, they refuse, and we're going to play some audio a little bit later on, they refuse to defend the freedom fighters in Cuba. The reason why is because they agree with the Cuban dictators. So here's a pro tip. Democrats, Antifa, BLM, when you got to choose between communism and freedom, choose wisely. Elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. You just keep that in mind. They want what's happening in Cuba right now to happen right here in America. And they're facilitating that rapidly through this China virus chaos. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us Doug Raymond, who hosts a show on WTKF, which is, by the way, our great affiliate there in Morehead City, North Carolina. And Doug, I know you've been doing some research on this plan by the Biden administration to go door to door with the China virus vaccine. And they're actually doing this right now in North Carolina. So first, welcome to the show. And what information can you share with us?
Well, first of all, Todd, thanks for the invite. You're kind of the anchor of the talk station. I know a lot of my callers are your callers, and it's good to finally hook up. Yeah, going on the air last night, you know, a little more than an hour before I went on the air, I came across this story that was talking about three places that they were looking at, that there was already this door-to-door push to try to get people vaccinated. And I saw one of them was North Carolina. So just casually I looked at it. And the first thing I noticed, it said Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. And for those that aren't familiar, that's the area that Charlotte is. That actually has one of the highest vaccination rates in the state. So the first thing I thought is, that's strange. Why are they targeting a place where people are getting vaccinated at a high number? Well, then after reading, I realized they were targeting the inner city. And they had a gentleman in the article that was talking about what he was doing. And I saw he was with a group called Action NC, NC obviously for North Carolina. And immediately my alarm bells went off. Action NC is a group that was an offshoot of Acorn NC. You, of course, remember Acorn.
Oh, sure.
The things that they were doing. And Acorn in North Carolina, like so many places, they just basically had to change their name because there was a situation here in North Carolina. They were involved in voter fraud. We know about the national thing. So the executive director from Acorn, 2 months after he closed shop, he opened back up again at Action NC. So I immediately started looking and saying, well, this isn't who I thought would be knocking on doors asking people, do you want a shot in the COVID? And this really brought me back to some things I've been talking to my listeners about for months. Way back in May, Jen Psaki was doing a press briefing, and she was talking about the COVID relief money going to certain specific areas and urban areas in particular. And she started using language that wasn't government language. It was campaign language. She started talking about things like door-to-door, canvassing, phone banks. And I was telling my listeners then, if you want somebody to do political campaign type of work, they're going to hire campaign people. Mark my words. So I got evidence right there. You know, we could go into Action NC. If you go to their website, the first thing you see is a graphic of a fist and the huge red letters, the word resist. There's all sorts of anti-Trump things on there, defund the police movement, things of that nature. But there was three I mentioned to you, correct? There was Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. There was Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and a rural county in Georgia. So I said, well, let me look at Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I looked at the gentleman who they were saying was a volunteer for there and some of the stuff he was doing. I looked him up. This is someone who has been out of jail. I can't find the exact date, but in another article, it said he was just released from jail last year. He is a registered sex offender, and he is going door to door in Milwaukee, knocking on doors, trying to encourage people to get COVID. He's a former gang member, and on the record, he told a reporter, I'm the perfect person for this because I know the neighborhoods. I know what colors to wear, what colors not to wear. If you go in the hood, you need people from the hood.
So this is all in the stories, all the information that you found just in the past 24 hours, 48 hours.
Now, I got to be honest with you. I found this information in about a half an hour from the time I read the article till the time I had to go on the air last night at 5 o'clock Eastern time. I mean, it was a quick Google search of searching for this person's name, this group. And I was just inundated. I spent a lot of last night and some of this morning. I found even more information. But once again, they mentioned three places nationally. There's two. You can't accuse me of cherry picking. I looked at the third one. The third one was Randolph County, Georgia. And the Daily Mail, where this original article came from, they were pulling from a CNN story. And the CNN story constantly referred to this woman as a nurse who was heading it up. And they kept on saying, this nurse is heading it up. This nurse is heading it up. Well, I come to find out that what she is she's not just a nurse. She's the Democrat candidate for the Georgia State Legislature from that area.
In other words, Doug, when you look at where they're doing this, they're doing the door-to-door China virus canvassing in three battleground states. So we're talking about North Carolina, we're talking about Georgia, and we're talking about Wisconsin. I mean, it's sort of in your face, I suppose.
Absolutely. And here's the thing that I've been saying for months. Do you think if you get people that are politically connected and they're knocking on someone's door and saying, hey, we want to talk to you about the COVID vaccine. And let's say the person says, I already got it. Thanks. They go, well, let me talk to you about some other things. And I've been called a conspiracy theorist because I would say, why wouldn't they say, hey, do you know about this so-called tax credit, which is actually a check written to you for every child do you have? Do you know about, are you voter registration? Do you want to do mail-in registration? Well, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I watched the news conference from the Milwaukee one that included the guy who's the registered sex offender. All right. They were talking about not only had they vaccinated people, they had given out and installed over 100 smoke detectors and 100 water filtration systems. Now, if they're talking to them about how's your smoke detector, how's your water, you don't think they may be talking to them about Obamacare, the earned child credit, unemployment, a whole host of things. And what my theory has been all along, all these programs are to get more people dependent on the government. So next year, when history tells us Congress will flip, they're going to try to save some of those seats by saying, you vote us out, you lose these types of benefits.
It's very suspicious, Doug, very suspicious. I'm glad your eagle eye was on top of this and spotted what's going on here. I want you to keep us updated. Any new developments, and we're going to get you back on the show, but great work there. Doug, where can folks go if they want to read more about what you're doing?
Facebook's probably the best way. We have a little game on whether they ban me sometimes, but facebook.com/Doug Raymond Show. You can also go to dougraymond.com, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, and there's some stuff there. And, of course,
all right,
the flagship station, thetalkstation.com.
All right, Doug, good stuff, and great job there informing all of our listeners around the country. Something very suspicious is going on. Doug, God bless you, and thank you. Folks, pay attention. Pay attention to what's happening in your country. 2022 is going to be all-out warfare on the political side. All-out warfare. And you've got to be prepared for that. The Democrats are going to play dirty. They're going to try everything in the book to try and stop the Republicans. And we've got to be there. We're going to be exposing this garbage day in and day out, because we're not going to let them get away with it again. We're not going to let them get away with stealing another election. That's not going to happen. I can promise you that. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I know that Avery loves a delicious cheeseburger. He's a beef man.
Oh, yeah.
Avery, I bet you didn't know this. 80% of those grass-fed beef burgers that you eat, the mm-hmm. ones that are sold here in the good old United States of America, that beef is coming from overseas. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You could be eating a China beef burger.
Oh, no. And we know how that went back in 2020 with the bats.
That was not good. That was not good. I mean, it's unbelievable. 80%. So I love good burgers. You send me to a steakhouse, I want the burger. That's how I'm built. And I ran into some folks a couple of months back. We've been talking to them, and they've just come on board the program, Avery. They're called the company's called GoodRanchers.com, GoodRanchers.com. And they provide incredibly delicious beef along with chicken from American farms. And let me tell you something. Their product is 100% American. Everything they sell. They've been traveling all over America. They actually meet with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure the product they're sending to your table is the very best. They know the names of the chickens that are giving their life so that you can grill.
That's wonderful. That's great commitment right there.
The steaks, always USDA prime choice. They're chicken, 100% natural, no antibiotics, no hormones. It's even better than organic, whatever that means. Plus, all the products, they're wrapped individually, so you don't have to worry about, you know, having to cook, you know, 30 pounds of beef.
Oh, that's great, you know.
Folks, here's the deal. You can just buy one time, or you can do what I do, which is subscribe. And you say, what does that mean? What is it? I have a beef subscription, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love this stuff. All you have to do is subscribe. They're going to send you beef and chicken. You're going to save 20% off with each purchase, and you're getting steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. I mean, as much as I love Ruth's Chris, I mean, come on. So here's what I want you to do, folks. I want you to go right now to goodranchers.com/Todd. When you do, you've got to use the promo code, though, to get the discounts. And that's my name, Todd. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use the promo code Todd. You get $20 off plus free express shipping. That means, Avery, we're going to be eating cheeseburgers tomorrow. And that is a good thing.
Yeah, that is all right with me.
All right, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, goodranchers.com/Todd, promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
So I've been checking in with some sources. We have some connections down in Cuba through some religious groups down there. And the situation is pretty bad, folks. The communist dictators have shut down the Internet. So we really don't know the extent of the crackdown on the freedom fighters. But the reports we're getting is that some pastors, evangelical Christian pastors, are being dragged out of their homes. They're being imprisoned. We do not know their conditions. We don't know anything at this stage of the game. But it's a very dangerous situation down there. And the Biden administration is literally turning a blind eye to what's happening. We've heard from Homeland Security. They told the Cuban people, you're not welcome in America. You try to come here in a boat, we're going to turn you around and send you right back to where you came from. And we don't care if you're going to be tortured. We don't care if you're going to be murdered. We don't care if they're going to beat your kids. You're not coming to America. You're not stepping foot on American soil. And meantime, you've got hundreds of thousands of criminal riffraff, drug cartels, sex traffickers, coyotes coming across our southern border by the tens of thousands every single day. So I want someone from the Biden administration to explain to me why that's okay, but we are not allowed to welcome true refugees from communism into our country. Cut number 13, please. This is Senator Ted Cruz.
Look, that's exactly right. It seems for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the only immigrants on the face of the earth that they don't want to come to America are Cubans. That's the only instance in which the Biden administration is expressing a resistance to people coming here illegally. In my home state of Texas, we have open borders. We have the Biden DHS releasing people, hundreds of thousands of people.
And you know why? You know why? Because the Cubans are conservative people. They are fiscal conservatives. They are social conservatives. And when you look at the makeup of Florida, and especially South Florida, predominantly Cuban-American area, they vote for Republicans. And so the Biden administration is turning a blind eye to these people. But this is, look, this is Jen Psaki yesterday. Cut number three, please.
Well, first, I think it's important to understand the context of what the secretary was conveying yesterday, which is just that it is still the case that it is not the way to come to the United States is not through processes of trying to come to the border without going through an asylum process, or coming by sea without going through an asylum application process. There are certainly programs that through which that some of them have been have not been reinstated, I should say, that were in place, put in place by the Trump administration, that are being reviewed, as he said yesterday, that would apply to the individuals and people of Haiti and the people of Cuba as well. Those have not been reinstated. They're being reviewed. That's what the secretary said yesterday. What he was reiterating is that this is not the time to travel irregularly. It's dangerous. People can lose their lives as they have in the past.
And as
what? She a stupid woman? What's wrong with her? Does she not have a working brain, a functioning brain? What is wrong with you, Jen Psaki? What is wrong with you? This is the same administration that has no problem with a 5-year-old child walking 1,500 miles to the border without parents, and they welcome those children with open arms. They're encouraging people to do that, and yet they're telling the Cuban people, you do not come to this country. Do not step foot into this country. You know why? Because they don't want those Cuban freedom fighters fighting the communists here in America. 844-747-8868, toll-free number, toddstarnes.com, the website. Check out that live show blog. We'll be right back. Listen up, all you WHKP folks. I'm coming to the broadcast house July 30th. That's what, just a couple of weeks away. We're going to be doing a big book signing, 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock on July 30th. You'll be able to purchase a copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, the number one Christian inspirational book in America. In other words, people love to be inspired by biscuits of the hot buttermilk variety. And we've got plenty of them. So anyway, looking forward to seeing you folks there. Of course, the day before that, the 29th, we're going to be at the Smokehouse Barbecue in Gainesville, Georgia. That's going to be a lot of fun, doing a book signing. And the weekend will culminate at the Billy Graham Library, July 31st. We're going to be doing a huge event at the Billy Graham Library. It's free of charge. We would love to see you and your families out there for the big book signing. Oh, by the way, there's been an update on this UFC story over the weekend. Conor McGregor, they called the fight, he broke his leg. He had a lower leg injury, terrible. President Trump was there, front row, and I didn't do the pay-per-view. And Avery, I don't know if you've ever done the pay-per-view stuff, but it can get a little pricey. And it's always disappointing, yeah. Always disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can agree.
The last time I was one of these fights, I paid, what was it, $50, $49. So I pay for the fight, and all I see are like rap singers for like 3 hours, and then you have the fight, and the guy goes down in like the first 10 seconds. You're like, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Really? I stayed. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I stayed up for this.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby. It's just several hours of, oh, look at all these horses, and oh, look at all who's showing up, and look at all these hats people are wearing, and then, yeah, the race is over in 2 minutes.
I'm trying to remember what the fight was. The best part of it was Ric Flair, who was reffing the arm wrestling part of it. No, it was a slap. Mm-hmm. It was the slapping thing. I guess it's part of a thing now where you just stand, you slap your opponent in the face, and then your opponent gets to slap
before,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, until one of you is like either taps out or gets knocked.
We may try to do that with you and Kyle and Pillow. We can get you. We can do like a slap fest.
I think I'm good very quickly. Yeah,
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, we're always anxious to try new things.
I think I need a raise for that, Todd.
So,
yeah, same here.
So UFC, Dana White is very upset, guys. So it turns out, you know, when Trump came in, and it was a huge thing, right? They're cheering, and people are shouting, USA, USA. I think we even had the audio sometime that people are just going bonkers. And then Mel Gibson is there from The Patriot, and Mel Gibson is standing at attention, saluting the commander-in-chief, and everybody is excited. The president is ushered to a seat. Oh, there it is.
USA, USA, USA.
Oh, it's beautiful. And so it turns out that nobody watching the event saw any of that because for some reason the production team edited out President Trump showing up for the big fight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was none of it. And Dana White is very upset. He's very angry at his production team. He says it's a massive blank up. Then he says, but you know, it's live TV. Things happen. You know what? Oh, that's terrible. I mean, come on. So, man, I'm telling you, the TV, and this was on what, ESPN Plus. They hate Trump. They hate Trump.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's what that's
really was just
about.
If it was just on like a strict UFC network, I'm pretty sure they would have included it because from what I've been able to gather, the UFC part of you know, sports or whatever, they're fairly more conservative than any of the other sports.
Yes, they still love America. They're not going to take an E unless, you know, their Lego's broken. And even then, you know, they're going to try to stand up because they're, you know, they're men. You know, they're tough guys.
Yeah, Conor McGregor is something else.
Oh, he's a beast. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free. Oh, before we do that, hold on. We're going to Connor in Boston. Hang tight, Connor. So Jen Psaki, just mere seconds ago, had something to say about the people posting stories on social media about the vaccines and the side effects that the vaccines are having. Let's take a listen.
There's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns.
So let me tell you what's going on here. Now the government is about to shut you down. So if the Surgeon General was up before her, and we don't need to play his nonsense, but he was saying the same thing. He's calling on social media to crack down on anybody who is sharing any information that might give you pause before getting the China virus vaccine. Now, I will say this. My hat is off to the New York Times, the old gray lady. The New York Times actually published a story acknowledging that there have been some significant side effects to some of the vaccines out there. You're not going to hear that everywhere. So my question now is, okay, is the White House saying that we need to shut down the New York Times? Should they be shut down because they dared to report the news? Is that what the Biden administration is asking of us? And I suspect it is. But folks, they do not. They are hell-bent, ladies and gentlemen, on forcing you to get this vaccine. Is this not the most bizarre story that you've ever heard? It's the strangest thing in American history. But they do want you to get that China virus vaccine, even if it kills you. Kind of makes you wonder why. All right, let's get to the phones. Connor in Boston, it has been a while, my friend. Still our favorite millennial, though. What's going on?
Todd, you know what? It has been a while, but, you know, somebody has to go to work each day to pay the, you know, the welfare checks for some of these people out there, these Democrats, and the higher taxes and all that kind of stuff, so I apologize. But I'm going to tell you right now, I can't even watch her press conferences anymore, Jen Psaki, because I literally get so fired up. I need Madea to be right there in the front crowd just saying, put the shot to the up when she starts talking.
I love it.
It's just all nonsense. Start to finish. I'm fired up. I'm sorry. But, you know, I called in for a different reason, but when it comes down to the border, Todd, it's like the border is completely out of control. When it comes down to what they're doing with the Cuban immigrants and the Cuban people, again, you're completely right there. It's because they're conservative. They're going to vote Republican when they come in. They can't have that, of course. But it's like when we look at this administration, when we look at Jen Psaki, what we need to remember is who put them there other than the voter fraud. It, you know, it's like these never-Trumpers And these people who just sat at home and just want to complain about it, didn't get out to vote. It's like, you can thank yourself for that. Take a good look in the mirror, because this is what you got right now. You can't complain, because basically you elected them. So congratulations on that. When it comes down to the next election cycle, Todd, I'm telling you, you were correct. It's like we all have to fight the good fight here. I am driving through Cambridge right now, and I'll tell you, part of what I'm doing to fight the good fight is the car I drive has a feature on it where it has a speaker. And on the outside, I blare your program when I'm driving through Cambridge Square, right by Harvard right now, actually.
So, wait. So hold on. I want you to paint the scene. So you have these huge speakers in your car. You've got this program blaring through the speakers as you're driving through Harvard Square.
So let me tell you this right now. I don't want you to judge me, but I drive an electric car. And my electric car has some tech on it where, to give you the sound effect, because there's not any engine noise, you can make the speaker play whatever you want it to play. So right now, we're literally driving right by Harvard University. So you're blaring on the speaker as you drive right by. So all the liberals are looking up right now.
I love it. Hello, liberals. May I greet them? Thank you, Connor. This is very exciting. I love technology. Hello, liberals of Harvard. This is Todd Starnes, your conservative blowtorch. Come to me, all ye who are liberal and heavy laden.
They're all hopping in their Priuses right now. I got to peel out of here.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Connor, we got to leave it there. Hey, hang in there. We're spreading the gospel message. What a guy.
Exactly.
All right, Connor, God bless. Avery Allen, can you just imagine the scene at Harvard right now?
I think I see Priuses just scattering in my mind's eye. Just like Connor said.
They're just peeling out of there, burning rubber as they go.
How many liberals did we just trigger at Harvard?
Possibly quite a handful.
That's brilliant.
And that's hilarious.
I just imagined like this huge like megaphone on the top of Connor's it's an electric car. He didn't tell us what kind. As he's just like petering about, it's like right through the middle of campus.
If he's got a Tesla, I want to take a ride in it. Teslas are really cool.
Could be. I don't know. By the way, you sent me a note here. We've got to talk about this, guys. Avery, you just sent me a story. I got to tell you, do you guys use the emojis, ladies and gentlemen, when you're writing an email, crafting an email? I have a very hard time with the emojis.
I only use an emoji like when I'm texting, and even then it's still kind of rare, and for the most part it's just going to be like one of the smiling faces.
So they have announced new emojis for the year 2021-2022. Is this something that's updated? Do they like have new emojis and then do they get rid of the old emojis? How does all of that work?
I believe that they just are, you know, continually adding new emojis and stuff like that to your keyboard.
Yeah, Apple rolls them out as they update iOS.
I see. Mm-hmm. So I've noticed that they've added different hand colors now. So you can, if you're, you know, you have a black hand or a brown hand or a semi-tan brown hand, a lily white hand tan, and then yellow hand tan. I'm not sure what that's all about.
Now, they've had those before. These are just some new hand positions that they're rolling out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the one that gets me, fellas, they have a pregnant emoji, a pregnant person emoji. And now, according to emoji, you can be a pregnant man. So they have a...
Oh, boy.
Ugh. Wow. This is somewhat shocking, but we're going to try to put... Avery will post this on the live show blog.
Okay.
But now, according to the emoji people, is there like an emoji central, like some sort of a... Is there some sort of a gathering place? Sort of like a central hub where the emojis are decided upon?
Somebody somewhere has a monopoly on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. All right. There you go.
Board of hippie execs.
So, I can't get over the mustache.
I can't either.
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, you don't want to shave. You know, it's just, man, you just want to make it through
the day.
I mean,
it's a well-trimmed mustache, so he's putting some time into it.
It is true. And well-groomed, I will say that, you know, with the hair, you know, hairstyle.
whatever.
And I found Michael Knowles, the great Michael Knowles, listened to his show after hours because our show is, you know, we like our show. But he posted out on his Twitter, and he gave this, he re-edited the name for this emoji. And Todd, I think you're going to like this a lot, and Alan as well. It's called "That Hoagie Was Delicious" emoji.
We've solved
perfectly.
It. It's a food, baby.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, geezaloo. All right. Well, there you go. Yet another reason why you should not use emojis. That's just really weird. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this, ladies and gentlemen. There's a big cat fight. Are we allowed to say cat fight? Between Candace Owens and Tommy Lahren. So Tommy Lahren is the pro-abortion, pro-transgender conservative who is employed by Fox News Channel. And then there's Candace Owens, who is not. Candace Owens is blasting Tommy Lahren. So last week, Lahren was coming out defending the Jenner formerly known as Bruce, who said that Bruce Jenner was harassed and insulted and was dead-named at CPAC. And dead-named is what you... That's the name that you call a transgender person after they decide they don't want to be a boy or a girl. It's very confusing. But I want to stop here because I was there at CPAC, and this incident actually took place in the hotel lobby. So this was not anywhere near the entrance to CPAC. So it's very possible that a CPAC person was not even involved in any of this. We just don't know. So for anybody to suggest that CPAC was out there heckling, you know, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce is just simply not true. But anyway, Candace Owens is very upset now at Tommy Lahren and told her that she needs to read the Bible. That's you can't make this stuff up. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on the big fight between Tommy Lahren and Candace Owens. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're going to get into more of this story after the top of the hour news. By the way, Congressman Andy Biggs going to be dropping by as well. So look, a series of stories dropped last night about President Trump accusing the former president of trying to stage a coup in the months after the presidential election. Among those quoted in the stories, General Mark Milley, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Also, Defense Secretary Mark Esper. And the president is finally speaking out about this. The Washington Post has received excerpts from a book, and this is where all the stories are coming from. It's this new book that's coming out called I Alone Can Fix It, Donald J. Trump's Catastrophic Final Year. And they're quoting a lot of people from inside the Trump White House. And the president, former president, is speaking out today about this. And we're going to post his statement up on the website here in just a few moments. But General Milley is now saying that the president was going to stage or attempt to stage some sort of a coup. And they were actually trying to figure out a way to make sure that did not happen. I got to tell you, I don't believe any of this stuff. I don't believe any of it. Not a shred of it. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. When you go back to the presidential election, when you go back to the 2020 presidential campaign, there was a nefarious plot afoot to take out somebody. And that somebody was Donald Trump. You had members of the Obama administration. Keep in mind, we have never seen the final reports. We have never seen the Durham report over what happened, what went down in the lead up to the 2020 presidential election. We knew that the Obama administration was involved in trying to stop Donald Trump from being elected. And we know this because of the FBI text messages between Peter Strzok and his lover, his paramour,
the other woman, Lisa Page. We know that there was some sort of an insurance policy. So not only was there an attempt to beat Donald Trump, you had the FBI, you had the DOJ, you had the deep state colluding with the Clinton campaign. Keep in mind, remember, who paid for the fake Russian dossier? Who paid for that? The Clinton campaign paid for that. So you've got Hillary Clinton conspiring with all of these government agencies to take out the president. And what happens? In spite of all of that, the president, we're going back to 2016, by the way, the president won the election. And then you had Obama and the other members of his administration trying to make sure he was never allowed to take office. That's the true coup here, folks. Remember what the Democrats do. When they accuse you of doing something, they're guilty of it. I've got more to say about this coming up after the break. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, let's get right to it. Good to have you with us. Hour three of the big show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your conservative blowtorch across America, the Todd Starnes Radio Show. ToddStarnes.com is our website, and you will find a lot of great resources there, including our free newsletter. This is the perfect solution for big tech censorship, and I'm telling you, they are censoring conservatives. Just a few moments ago, the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, announced that they were flagging what she called problematic posts on Facebook that spread disinformation. You better believe this is a direct attack on your civil liberties. And this is one of the reasons why our newsletter has become so important. Hundreds of thousands of you have already signed up to get my newsletter because it's the only way that you can work around the censorship on social media. So I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, is down on the border today. But Congressman, I know you just weighed in regarding the comments coming out of the White House about cracking down on what they call problematic posts on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right, Todd. I mean, that is censorship. That is violative of the First Amendment. It is. The Supreme Court actually will probably agree with that. If we have to litigate that, that just gives you an idea of how far this administration has gone to the neo-fascist authoritarian regime that they want to enact on America. It is none of their business what's going on social media, and we should welcome the free market of ideas. And by the way, who is it that's going to be the one who judges what's a problematic social media post? It's going to be some left-wing group, right? And that's ridiculous.
Well, it's sad to see what's happening in this country, Congressman. We're under the guise of a public health emergency. They are telling us you can't go to church, you can't go to school, you've got to shut down your business. Now you're not allowed to post certain things on social media. At what point do you say, you know, where do you draw the line? Where do you stand up and say, we're not going to do this anymore?
Well, we have to be drawing that line right now. There needs to be a critical mass of American citizens stand up and say, no, we're not going to put up with that, number one, because we can't put up with that. Number two, think of what they're trying to do with regard to this notion of knocking on your doors to see if you're vaccinated. I'm down on the border. I'm in the Rio Grande Valley. Last week they had well over 16,000 people that they apprehended. They then turn around and release most of them into the country. Do you think CBP has the resources to test them for COVID? No. And so you're saying we're going to have an open border, porous border. We're not going to make sure everybody's okay with regard to COVID, but we're going to go rap on your door as an American citizen. We're going to put you in some database. We're going to ostracize you.
and we're going to basically prevent you from traveling, working, associating with people. At the same time, we want to shut down your social media posts that might be adversarial to the totalitarian regime that's now taken over the White House.
Here's what gets me, Congressman. I know you're down there in McAllen, Texas, at the border. It seems to me what you ought to do is just tell Joe Biden, hey, Mr. President, there are a bunch of Cubans trying to cross the border down here. He'll send in the military. They'll shut down the entire border for you.
Well, there are people that are Cuban that are coming illegally across the border. He's concerned about water, apparently water evacuations from Cuba. It's absurd what we're seeing and what we're hearing. Mayorkas, the double standard, there's not just a double standard. It is hate for freedom, hate toward freedom. They don't want free people. So you got the Cubans that are trying to protest in their own nation. They're being shut down. They're being attacked. Already people are being disappeared. They're being violently attacked by the military force of the Cuban dictator. And you're going to get the New York Times saying, oh, this is about COVID, and Twitter's going to do the same thing. And the Washington Post and this administration, oh, this is really, they want to be free of COVID. It is, we have moved into this Orwellian phase of the move towards Venezuela. And it is scary as heck. And we have to stand up together and fight this thing loud. And you're doing a great job, because we have to control the narrative and make people aware. To get the critical mass, they'll stand up to this totalitarian effort.
Congressman, I want to play some audio for you. This is from Tucker Carlson. He has information that the military is involved in shipping illegals across the country. Let's take a listen, and I want to get your response.
Received during the show a statement from ICE confirming what we reported. There have been flights of illegal immigrants, foreign nationals, from Lackland Air Force Base to other destinations within the United States. And we're quoting. On June 17, 2021, a memorandum of agreement, or MOA, between DHS and DOD was signed by all parties and finalized. Wish we'd known that. On June 29, 2021, ICE Air Operations utilized Lackland Air Force Base for the first time, pursuant to the MOA, to transport non-citizens from CPB custody to ICE custody. Since June 29th, approximately 780 non-citizens, here illegally, were transferred via ICE Air on six ICE Air flights departing for the military installation, end quote. ICE also added that, quote, collaboration with federal partners enables ICE to transfer non-citizens safely and humanely to ICE field offices where the appropriate level of custody and supervision will be determined. ICE Air conducts Southwest border flights, which involve the transfer of migrants from CBP custody to ICE custody, end quote. End of bureaucratic statement. But more questions remain. For example, what other military resources are being used to conduct this, an operation that most Americans knew nothing about, that they did not consent to, that Congress never voted on, and which is clearly illegal? And more pressingly, where are these people going? They're being moved to another form of custody, and then their fate will be determined. But where did they end up? Into what communities were they placed?
All right, I want to jump in here, Congressman. Are you hearing this, and have you been able to verify any of this information coming from ICE?
Yeah, that's true. There's no question about it. You have ICE Air, and they use ICE Air. I think there's six, seven planes, whatever it is, and they transport people all the time, all over the country, and sometimes down to foreign, taking them back to the foreign countries, but more often than not, they're transporting people around. They might be moving someone from McAllen, Texas, over to, El Paso, because there's more room in an El Paso facility. But this move now to actually use them to transport them to a community near you, that's a problem. We need to get to the bottom of that. But Todd, I'm just going to tell you, of the thousands of people that are coming across every day, they're going throughout the country. So here's a way to think of it. If you come into the country today, CBP is going to try to get you out of their facility. They have no capacity to check if you've got COVID, but they're going to transport you to a non-government organization. Maybe it's a charitable organization, and you're going to go there. And what they're going to do is they'll test you, give you a rapid test. If you test positive, they're going to put you up in a hotel. And if no one's watching to make sure you stay in the hotel, they'll go back and these people will self-evacuate from the hotel. I'm talking about people who tested positive for COVID. They're gonna move out and to wherever they want to go. That's why in some of these border areas like the Rio Grande Valley, you're seeing a kind of a an increase in COVID cases. But the point is, this is happening all over our country, Todd. Thousands of people on a regular basis, weekly basis, being distributed throughout our country. Some governors have said, no, you cannot bring these folks in here. And so they're not sending them on the interim spot, but they're not, everyone's being dispersed throughout the entire country.
Wow.
Throughout the entire country.
All right. Congressman, real quick, would like for you to weigh in on the, these accusations from General Milley. He was afraid the president was going to stage some sort of a coup, talking about President Trump. President Trump put out a lengthy statement denouncing all of this and saying it's just all made up. Again, I think this goes back to a central truth about the Democrats. When they accuse you of doing something, typically they're the ones guilty of doing it.
I agree. They project all the time. The only attempted coup that we saw were two false impeachments that went on. We saw massive leaks of national security type of information. You saw this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman leak things illegally without being prosecuted. You saw the deep state trying to derail and overthrow President Donald J. Trump. And how about taking a look? Let's make sure that there that election integrity, that these Democrats don't want election integrity. So that you get the same people in Congress that say they want to stop the Arizona audit or they want to investigate that. So all of this stuff goes on. And I think that they're projecting. So when Milley says that, then it tells me very clearly that these people were unhinged. Look, I talked to the president on a regular basis when he was in the White House, and his faculties were sound. He made great decisions. He knew what was going on. This notion by somebody like Milley is absolutely, in my mind, it's criminal.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Good stuff, and we appreciate the great work you're doing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Todd. Keep up the good fight.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, live on the border, McAllen, Texas, and I agree with him. The only attempted coup came against President Trump at the hands of Democrats and renegade Republicans. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Folks, a very troubling story coming from the nation's fishing community. Gird your loins, America, for what I'm about to tell you. Senator Fong Haw of Minnesota, very alarmed because of the names of fish in America. And Senator Haw, and it's H-A-W-J. I don't know if the J is silent or not. Really don't care. Senator Fong Haw says that we need to start renaming fish because they are offensive to Asian people. He is specifically upset about the term Asian carp. So there is a fish called the carp. The Asian carp is the name of the fish. And the senator there says that's an offensive name for a fish, Avery. He does not want the Asian carp named the Asian carp. He said the last straw came when an Asian business delegation arrived at Minneapolis Airport and encountered a sign that said, "Kill Asian carp." Well, that's actually a good thing because it's a bad fish. The invading fish, it's a terrible fish. But the senator says the message was offensive to the Asian businessman. Okay, fine. Was one of the businessmen, like, did he have gills? I mean, what exactly, why was the Asian businessman offended? It makes no sense. Yesterday we were talking about the bugs, the racist bugs, and what was it? The gypsy moth. So now the gypsies are all upset because they don't want a moth named after their people group.
You know, in this wonderful capitalist nation we live in, if people figure out, hey, I can get paid by sitting around all day and writing papers and coming up with theories about how everything is racist, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to make money off of this and ride it to the end.
Well, Alan, it's interesting because the government, the federal government, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they capitulated. And they have done away with the anti-Asian hate. And they have renamed the Asian carp the invasive carp.
Hmm. Isn't that still problematic, though, that you just replaced the word Asian with invasive?
Well, I guess, but we could just carp on about this all day long. The bigger issue I have is, what do you call the crappie? Because some people say crappie, others say crappy.
Can't have that, can we?
No. And the only thing worse is having a crappy crappie, and nobody wants that.
That's all I ever caught when I went fishing, Todd.
A bunch of crappy crappie?
Yeah, I was no good.
Well, it is what it is. Anyway, the Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee, apparently there's a thing. They represent U.S. and Canadian agencies trying to contain the carp. And they say they, too, are going to do away with the term Asian carp. And as we mentioned, the Entomological Society of America just this month removed the name gypsy moth from their insect list, as well as gypsy ants. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this up. All right, let's get to the phones, work out a couple of calls here. Diana from the beautiful state of Alabama, home of Congressman Mo Brooks. All right, Diana, you want to talk about the China virus vaccine first. How are you, lovely Diana?
Oh, thank you, Todd. Thank you for your show. And just want to ask the church to sound the alarm as the media is not. And please share this with Andy Biggs. We have three attorneys general that sent out a statement regarding the COVID vaccine for young people. And one of the, this is Louisiana, Alabama, Montana attorneys general. And, you know, that's pretty serious when they put out something that says on their third point, the CDC's advice is not only flatly wrong and grossly irresponsible, but the big word, potentially deadly. That is pretty serious. And they're talking about myocarditis, serious medical condition that results can result in heart failure, heart attack or stroke, and sudden cardiac arrest, and also pericarditis. So those things, the CDC is not being upfront with parents. And we know football season's fixing to come up. They're fixing to be doing practices. Mississippi's rate of children being harmed has increased. So something like that you need to check out and follow up on this, please, for all of us. They say pericarditis, a heightened physical activity, is expressly contraindicated and discouraged by cardiologists regarding the pericarditis and myocarditis for at least 6 months. The increased risk of cardiac arrest and death. So I'm speaking really fast because I'm very concerned. Children are, you know, children matters to us. So now they've come after our children. They do not care. I think the CDC should be sued. I think these health officers in our state need to be replaced.
Completely agree.
Children and parents.
Completely agree with you, Diana. Well said, ma'am. And that music means we have to ski-daddle, as they say down in Dixie. Diana, thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening. Hang tight. We're going to the calls, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Let's get back to the phones. Open lines for the remainder of the program, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Hendersonville, North Carolina. Rebecca is listening to us on WHKP. Now, Rebecca, we are excited because we're coming to your town in just a couple of weeks for our big book signing, and can't wait to get to Hendersonville.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, I can tell you're excited, Rebecca. Maybe I'm just overly excited.
I am excited.
Rebecca, this call's not going how I thought it was going to go, but... All right, Rebecca, folks in Hendersonville, we will share more details, but we would love for all of you guys to come out on the 30th which is a Friday, to the WHKP broadcast house, and we're going to have a big book signing there. We'll tell you more about that in the coming days. But Rebecca, you want to weigh in on big tech censorship, and I understand you're a county commissioner. Is that right?
Yes, I'm vice chair of the county commissioners.
All right. So what's going on here? I mean, you've got the government out there now saying, the Biden administration saying, basically, Facebook, you shut these people down. We don't like what they're saying.
Well, our meetings are posted on YouTube for about 60 days, the video. And we're a very transparent county. We let everything be shown as far as what we're doing in our meetings. And we are required by law to offer citizens 3 minutes to speak whatever they want to speak on. And at our last meeting, there were a group of citizens that spoke against the vaccine. They weren't ugly about it. They were very factual about it. They presented information that they felt was important. And as soon as our meeting was posted on YouTube, YouTube decided to take it down. And when we found that out, we appealed to YouTube, and they said it was against their guidelines as far as the information about the vaccine. And just take that part down, they took our entire meeting down. So we held an emergency meeting a couple of days later, and we made the decision that we would not be on YouTube any longer. We would look for another avenue to post our meetings, and we took everything countywide off of YouTube. We are considering getting off of Facebook as well. It all takes a little time. We are also challenging our school system to move away from Google Chromebooks. We budget about $300,000 a year to purchase new Google Chromebooks. And as Google and YouTube are in the same avenue together, they're part of the same business, we do not want to support Google or YouTube moving forward.
Rebecca, I have to imagine, and we have a lot of listeners there in Hendersonville, I have to imagine they are very thankful and grateful that you guys are taking a stand here. I mean, this is really shocking. So you're telling me that YouTube actually came in, and this is what gets me, is how do they even know? Unless somebody is actually monitoring what's happening at your county commission meetings, that makes no sense at all.
Either they have people that are listening to such things, or I'm thinking they might have some kind of software set up so that they target in on certain comments or words. When the word vaccine was used, they might have honed in. I don't know. I don't know how they zeroed in so quickly. I mean, it was within hours. Within hours.
It really does make you wonder what's going on here. What is the end game? I mean, they are basically, they now have the power to silence any speech they find objectionable, no matter what.
Correct. And who, and that they're making the decisions on what's objectionable.
Unbelievable.
They are limiting freedom of speech. Yes.
They are. They are. Well, Rebecca, thank you for calling in and keep us updated on this. And we'd like to know, you know, the workaround and how you guys are going to be able to provide, you know, still provide those live broadcasts, everything to the good people there in Hendersonville. And I hope that we see you out on the 30th when we head to Hendersonville.
Well, I would love to be there. I will be on vacation in Alabama, so I will miss it. But I'm excited. I am excited that you are coming to Hendersonville.
I'm just playing with you, Rebecca. Well, look, have a great time and on vacation, and we'll see you one of these days in Hendersonville.
Okay, and thank you for letting me get this word out.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it there. So, great lady right there. And Rebecca, one of the county commissioners there in Hendersonville. Folks, that's shocking. So imagine this. You're just having your regular county commission meeting, and somebody gets up, and as she said, they were pretty respectful about it, but folks were concerned about the China virus and these vaccines, and they're spilling, you know, they're sharing their information with their however many minutes they get. And then YouTube takes that down because they don't like that somebody was out there saying something that might be contrary to the government's view on the China virus. You wonder how much of this is going on out there across America. And thank goodness that you have elected leaders, at least there in North Carolina, who are willing to take a stand and do something about it. That, to me, says a whole lot about the kinds of folks you guys are electing out there. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to go back to something that Joe Biden has been talking about and the Democrats have been talking about, and I want to try to put together the pieces here for you. For the past... Yeah, wow, it's almost been 12 years. This goes all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama's administration. They have been fomenting a race war in America. They have been trying, and by they, I mean Obama and the Democrats and the leftists, have been trying to wage a race war. They want the white man and the black man at each other's throats. And they have been very successful in accomplishing that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of woke preachers out there, many of them Southern Baptist, unfortunately, who have bought into all of this nonsense. What was it? A couple of days ago, we played the audio of the preacher from Georgia, from Dallas, Georgia. Kyle, let's try to find that audio. You cannot hear this enough. But this critical race theory has infested every single corner of society. And I want you to hear this woke preacher as he repents of his whiteness from the pulpit.
Terrence, today, the reason why I wanted us to do this lament together is because I'm just brokenhearted. And I'm broken for what I see in our country. I'm broken and I'm lamenting the ways that people have even come to me and continue to deny that there's an issue in our country and in our churches. There's a pastor somewhere who came after you who's standing to preach today. That's not the church that Jesus died for. Terrence, I've thought a lot about what I'm about to say. I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say I'm sorry for the ways that in my past that I have been a denier of this, that there's still racism in the body of Christ and in our country. Terrence, I can't apologize on behalf of the church. I'm not a senior pastor. You and I know how our pastor feels about this. He's made it clear he wants to see biblical reconciliation. I'm not an elected official. I can't apologize on behalf of a community or country. What I can do is apologize on behalf of my family. And maybe that's what we need to do. House to house, family by family, person by person.
Oh, for the love of the Lord. All right, enough of this nonsense. I'm sorry. I'm just, that guy just creeps me out. But he's not the only one. Andy Stanley, and I'm going to get back to Biden here in a second. I'm working my way around here, folks. You got to bear with me for a moment. So there's a guy named Andy Stanley. He's the son of Dr. Charles Stanley, a very beloved evangelical Christian pastor. Many of you watch the sermons on TV. His son Andy is the pastor of one of the largest churches in America, North Point Community Church, there in Georgia. And Andy Stanley is jumping onto this woke critical race theory bandwagon. There's a website called Protestia.com, Protestia.com, and they've got video of Andy Stanley talking about race. And he says, quote, "You have to offend white people with the topic of racism to get their attention, because no white person really thinks they're a racist, and they don't even think they're prejudiced. We don't. And issues of reparations, all those things, it's like, well, that wasn't us and that wasn't you, and why are we even talking about it?" Andy Stanley goes on to say, I am really convinced you have to push harder on that topic to even get a white man's attention. Andy Stanley from there in the state of Georgia, from the Commonwealth of Virginia. There is a church called McLean Bible Church, very influential church in the Washington, D.C. area. And one of the pastors, who is of the minority persuasion, was talking about white evangelicals and said that he wants to torch white people, especially white evangelicals. Let me say this again. A pastor at McLean Bible Church, a very influential church in the Washington, D.C. area, says that he wants to torch all white people, particularly white evangelicals and Christians. Unbelievable. You just can't make this stuff up. All that to say, you've got Biden fomenting this race war and Obama fomenting the race war. Now you have Biden using very bizarrely, very peculiar language, talking about civil war. How what happened on 1-6 is worse than the Civil War. Okay, 750,000 people died. 750,000 people were slaughtered. Only one woman was killed on 1-6, and she was gunned down, Ashley Babbitt, by the way, she was gunned down by a member of Chuck Schumer's security force, allegedly. One person killed, but you got Biden out there saying this like a civil war. Is it possible, just possible, that maybe, just maybe, that's what all this is for? That Biden and the Democrats are gaslighting all of us, and that's what they want is another civil war. Is that possible? All right, look, we got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, Mike Lindell, our good friend over at MyPillow. Boy, does he have some great deals for our audience. And if you don't have the MyPillow yet, folks, you got to splurge. Just, you know, you got to lavish yourself every now and again. And you got to get one of these incredible MyPillows. I've had one for a couple of years now. They never go flat. You can wash them. You can dry them. Made right here, the good old U.S. of A. And that makes all the difference. And Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for an incredibly low price. You're going to be able to get a queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. That's a $40 savings. The kings are just $5 more. And every MyPillow product comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you need to do, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You're going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or you can just call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get hooked up with some incredible pillows. You know, I just thought about something, Avery. Does Alan Pillow have a MyPillow?
Do I That's have what a MyPillow? Thinking.
Yeah. I mean, you're a pillow, but do you have a MyPillow? Okay, that's an existential, you know.
That's an wouldn't there, like, time travel rules, like if you touch yourself in the past, like it explodes. Would I explode if I touched a MyPillow?
Oh, wow, we lost track of this show very quickly.
Alan Pillow's MyPillow?
I don't know. All right, all that to say, promo code STARNS. Whatever, if you go back in time, use the promo code STARNS. All right, let's go to the phones here. Jeez, hello. Statesville, North Carolina, Patricia, WSIC. Hello, Patricia. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to make reference to the discussion about coming to your front door and telling you you need a vaccination. I have not had a vaccination, and if they did come to my door, I would simply say, so you are representing an administration who kills babies, innocent children who don't even have a chance, have no choice whatsoever, and were created just from parents, people who just were having the pleasure of their lives, but yet they don't care about the life they created. You are the same people that's coming here to my house and telling me you're concerned that I live or die, when every day I hear of people who got the vaccination and they have been maimed or they have inflammation around their heart. And I would just simply say, this is my health and I need you to leave.
You know, Patricia, I mean, that is a very polite, very kind way of dealing with these people. Ultimately, I think this is a much, maybe it's a broader cultural issue here, Patricia. When I was growing up, you were not in anybody else's business. You didn't know what you didn't know what people made. You didn't know how much money they made. You didn't know much about them as far as their personal, you know, their personal information, because people really embraced this idea of privacy. But, you know, with social media and the TikTok and Instagram and all this kind of stuff, everybody knows everything about everybody, Patricia.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to say is, other than the vaccinations, is the whole thing about the race relations. I kind of do little surveys as I'm out, and I run into a black person, and I'm a white person. I treat them just like I want them to treat me. And I just say, what do you think about all this stuff? Everybody that I talk to, they think it's stupid. And it's just, it is the most low-down thing I have ever seen the Democrats do. They can't win an election. They didn't really win an election, but they're using this to destroy our country, and it is such a sad thing. But most people, black, white, anyone, any skin color, no one can help the way they were made, and we're all the same. We're all God's children, and so it's really just inconceivable that they're doing this.
You know, Patricia, you just preached a sermon right here on the radio. Well said. Well said.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Patricia, I know Statesville a little. It's kind of near Charlotte. We'd love to see you down at the Billy Graham Library on July 31st. We are holding a huge book signing there. My good friend Michelle Cox is going to be there. She co-wrote the book with me, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and we would love to see you, Patricia, and all of our listeners on WSIC. Come on down. Hang out with us. You can eat some delicious ice cream. They've got a great cafe there at the Billy Graham Library. And we're going to be signing books, lots of biscuit books. If you do not have one, you can't make it to the book signing, all you got to do is go wherever you buy your books, whether it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and we would love to be able to hook you up with a copy of Our Daily Biscuit. It's going to bring a smile to your face and add a couple of pounds to your belly. All right, folks, got to get out of here. Been a fun day. Great calls, great conversation. Be good, America.